Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. In the light of our Independence Day celebrations, ask yourself honestly, am I a patriot? Heavenly Father, at this time of the year, as we consider the history of this country and celebrate the anniversary of our independence, please speak to each one listening today. Help us all to consider what we have to be thankful for. Every good and perfect gift is from you. Thank you, Lord, for the liberty we enjoy in this land. We praise you for the many freedoms we have, including the freedom of religious choices, that we can still exercise free speech opportunities, allowing us to openly share our faith and the good news of the gospel. The gospel of peace. God, you know how that there are forces at work trying to quench the light. May your Holy Spirit give us wisdom to understand when and how to share the truth. Then, Lord, prepare the hearts to receive your word. And remind us, above all, that our strength comes from above, that our hope lies in you, not in this world around us. Amen.
Amen. storm clouds gather far across the sea. Let us pledge allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we lift our voices in this solemn prayer, God bless America. With the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. Thank you.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry that includes several outreaches. This weekly radio broadcast reaches audiences across the United States. If you would like a copy of today's program, simply contact us from our website, calltoworship.us, or by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And please be sure to include today's date with your request for that CD. When you visit us online, you'll see many helpful resources there for you, along with specifics about each program you hear on your local station, including the playlist of songs, the album, and artist information. The scripture passages for each broadcast are also there for you online at calltoworship.us. Thank you very much for listening today. I pray that this is a valuable part of your worship.
I know as thou art. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them as sunlight fills the air, I offer my life to you in prayer. I ask you to protect me and guide me through the day. With an open heart, I come to you and say, of the sacrifice you made and what it cost to give your love away. I give you everything I am and all I'll ever be. Lord, use this heart to show yourself.
Thank you for joining us as we look at patriotism.
There's a wall that has been standing since the day that Adam fell. Sin is where it started. Sin is why it held. Speaking as a prisoner who was there and lived to tell, I remember how it felt. I could hear the sound of freedom, like a distant voice it called and beckoned me to follow where I had never gone. Though my heart was willing, I just stood there at the wall, praying somehow it would fall. But in a cross I found the doorway and the hand that held the keys. When the chains fell at my feet, for the first time I could see.
This is how it feels to be free. This is what it means to know.
Prison I was in, like a living nightmare, burning deep within. I can feel the voice of evil, I can hear the call of sin, but I won't go back again. You see, once I tasted freedom, and the chains could bind no more, mercy gave me wings to fly, like an eagle I can soar.
Everything.
According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of a patriot is one who loves and supports his or her country. Do you consider yourself a patriot? Are you proud to be an American? Do you appreciate the liberties that we enjoy? We have so many freedoms and privileges. We should be praising God every moment of every day. As we think about the concept of patriotism, what does that mean to you? And more importantly, what does it mean from God's perspective? What does His Word say about this nation, our leaders, our responsibility to our country, and the politicians? Pray for our nation's leadership. All authority comes from God. Listen to John 19. So Pilate asked him, Jesus, "Aren't you going to speak to me? You realize, don't you, that I have the authority to release you and the authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You have no authority over me at all, except what was given to you from above." Friends, as we pray for those in government positions with authority over us, we know that none of them is perfect. Pray that God will do a work in their lives. Matthew 20. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over the people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them." 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, "For the Lord's sake, respect all human authority, whether the king as head of state or the officials he has appointed. For the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong and to honor those who do right. Respect everyone and love your Christian brothers and sisters. Fear God and respect the king. You who are slaves must accept the authority of your masters with all respect. Do what they tell you, not only if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they are cruel. For God is pleased with you when you do what you know is right and patiently endure unfair treatment." To love and support our country, many believe that it would be appropriate to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and allegiance to the republic that it stands for. Please join me for a moment as we carefully and thoughtfully recite these words. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Consider some words from the oath of enlistment into the United States Army. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. Well, the pledge and the oath of enlistment and our celebration of Independence Day on the 4th of July all have this in common. These are declarations of our love of and support for the United States of America. What it stands for, its history, what it is, and what by God's grace it can become. Do you want God to bless America? Do you pray for that and put feet to your prayers with action? Spiritual blessings for our nation will come through His people as they are committed to Him. God, send a revival. Let it begin with me, my heart, and mind. Listen to Psalm 69. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hooves. When the humble see it, they will be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. Be a patriot, a good citizen, a friendly neighbor who genuinely cares about those around you. Be a light in this dark world. Matthew 5. You are the light of the world. like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Dear God, we ask that you provide your people with wisdom as we interact with those in authority, that we will speak the truth in love. We pray that you would continue your work in each of their lives. Draw them closer to you. Convict them of sin and convince them of their need of Christ as their Savior. And encourage all of us as your dear children to keep on praying and hoping to see your hand at work in our nation. You alone know what lies ahead. Remind us that our hope is in you, Lord. We praise you in advance of your direction in and through this land. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. Please consider what we've heard regarding God's instructions for us and our relationship to this country, the United States of America. I pray that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you're not yet a Christian, please listen. God loves you, and He wants you to have life through Him. All of us are sinners. God sent the very best He had to be payment in full for all our sins. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and then rose again on the third day. Believe in your heart, confess your sins to God, and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you do that, tell someone. Find someone you know that is also a Christian or a local pastor. God will direct you as your Heavenly Father. Please take just a moment to write to us. Really appreciate your comments. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That address again is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, help us to keep our eyes on You, Lord. No matter what distractions come from this world, our hope and confidence are in You. Psalm 90. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God.
declare the wonders of your love. The universe, it stands with just your spoken word.